Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat.
There's so much to discuss.
Can I talk about my favorite conversation ever on Love Island?
What?
This season in the pool at Casa Amor.
Ready. No
what's
spoilers.
Her name? What's her favorite's name that everyone was mean to? Thank you.
Wow, yeah.
Tasha was in a pool talking to, I think.
I look bad. Don't take a picture.
Wait, who is doing that to you?
My hair is frizzy. When the weather is like, uncross your arms. When the weather is like this.
No, uncross your arms because it
closes you off to opportunities from the universe. And. Yeah. So when the weather's like this, no one stands a chance. My hair was straight when I left my house this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. What did Tasha say?
So Tasha was in the pool talking to... Who's that guy she like kind of like brought back from Casa Amor?
Whatever. I hate Billy.
Oh, I liked him. But anyways,
no, you didn't like him.
He was talking to him. He's like, I like you because you're quite mature. And she was like, but I'm not though. And he was like, yeah, but you are. And she was like, I am to be fair. I was like, oh my God, perfect conversation.
Perfect conversation. No notes.
No notes on that.
Perfect convo, no notes. Well, hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming. I do feel like my life is unraveling in front of my eyes. How many planets are in retrograde right now? Shout it out. Okay, so we're getting some varied responses.
Wait, what are you saying? I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Well, don't ever scream at me in front of my friends again.
Imagine you're my perspective. You're standing on stage in front of millions.
Yeah, billions.
Your friend says something you don't understand. Everyone yells six at your friend.
I asked what I was, if I was a one or a ten. I asked.
And they said six.
No, I don't. I don't even care if I am a six. Get over it.
I would love to be a six.
Well, my personality is an 11.
If someone said you're a six, I'd be like, actually, thank you.
A six. Yeah, I'd be... Yeah.
I would marry a six. I have...
A six.
I had a crazy experience today.
I'm just sort of processing. Six. I haven't had all the time to process my emotions this year.
So, what if I came to you and I was like, so I fell in love with a six?
Okay, I didn't know how to tell you this, and I just wanted you to hear it from me.
He's a 10, but he's a
6. I'm with a 6. Let me address
Sorry.
What I was asking, first of all, I'm not done.
Okay. I'm glad that you have something, because
I wish I was wearing a shirt at my show. I wish I wore... Pat made me wear this.
I thought it looked hot.
It does look hot and cool. Wait, stop. First of all, stop. It's going to hurt so bad to rip off. I didn't put any pasties underneath the tape.
I can't imagine ripping pasties off. I would hate to do it.
Well, I'm not done. What I was asking, Pat, is I said, excuse me. I said, hey, what's up? I said, how many planets are in retrograde right now?
Oh, wait. So when you said 1 to 10, that was just a joke?
Yeah, it was just a little joke. No, I didn't ask rate me from 1 to 10. But by the way...
That's so perfect that it was a joke, because...
How did three of these get out here when there's two of us?
What happened was we were in the back literally eating fully veggie stars, and I didn't know...
Why are those so good?
We didn't know it was because they're ranch-flavored at their best.
There's something about the cardboard consistency. Do y'all know what we're talking about, those vegelinas? There's something about the cardboard consistency that is... It's giving...
It's... It's so...
Someone's lighting me. Someone's saying, get off stage. Yeah.
It's so crazy that someone said, okay, so we know about chips, but what if we made some of them green, some of them orange, said they were vegetables.
And lied to everyone.
And then they were a huge smash
success. No, everyone's lying.
And then it was a smash success in a talk of a town.
It was smash. It was smash, the musical TV show.
Now, oh yeah, so we were back there, and then also...
So there's six planets, that's why.
Our song started playing, and we had to run up, and I didn't know if you had a water, but I knew if you didn't, aww, disaster would ensue, so I grabbed two and ran up as fast as I could.
The thing about not wearing a shirt is that lifting my arms, I'm not allowed to lift my arms right now. It would be, I'd be escorted out by the police, so I'm just sort of like, which is so unlike me, because y'all know my favorite dance move is... but this is just real raw. This is friends only.
Wait, finish your thing so I could do say my thing.
Well, I'm so... Okay, I'll get through it. The only way out is through, so you're going to have to listen to your friend talk sometimes. The reason why everything's cuckoo la choo choo right now is because all the planets are going la 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 la.
Oh my god.
La 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 la.
Wait, that's only my... That's my song.
I know. Will you say it?
I don't know if I will say it, especially because we don't have... So, okay. So this episode's coming out tomorrow because we Say It With Me didn't record an episode this week. So absolutely nothing can be edited out. It's as though we're going
to Instagram. So anything we say is going straight to Cam. What's it called? Straight to pod. So yeah, say your words wisely.
Yeah, I'm going to
choose. But that is it. Can't get out of my head, Kylie Minogue.
I'm going to choose my words wisely and say more when I know that I can... have my dear friend Allison Brusnick edit it the fuck out of existence.
Now they're all like, what?
I know. Anyways.
Okay, what I'm saying is that something's going on astrologically.
You've started this so many times.
I know.
This started before we did the sixth thing.
But did anyone else have a day where everything was going wrong.com? Yeah, I know. I tripped. I mean, I can't. I'm obviously bragging, but I do have to wear these nails for the movie right now. And it means I can't actually type or use my phone or my computer. So I'm sort of just in a prison of my own making.
That sucks.
I've been sitting here all day like this. I wiped my pussy post-pee. Hurt so bad. I didn't realize
You masturbated with that?
No, oh. I wiped. Okay. I'm not. You think I'm this horny slut who's like, I love to come. I just pee.
First of all.
I just had to pee because I'm hydrated.
You don't love to come.
I do love. No, I love to come. No, I'm kind of over it. It's like, yeah, it's good, but like.
Oh, yeah. That's
I don't know. I know that men are different. Men literally are like they have to, or they feel like physically sick.
Well, a huge part of coming is
that wrong, or doctor? Doctor.
A huge part of coming culture is like every once in a while thinking about it and being like, yeah, I actually don't fucking care about that.
Yeah, like it's like that's
it's like I could never do it again for all I care.
That's the thing we're all jonesing for.
Yeah.
You know, I remember in college once I like had one sip of weed smoke and I was like, isn't it crazy how everything we do like the way we dress, the way we act, the way we talk to people, the way we want to be, it's just to fucking get off. It's not true. We want like companionship.
You guys, it's not true.
Anyways, it's just that.
Just because Catherine thought it when she had a sip of weed doesn't mean doesn't make it true. Okay.
Do you guys know the time I woke up?
Oh God, this is amazing.
One of the worst times you could ever wake up.
This is an amazing comedy sketch we're doing.
Okay, this is a game show. It's a game show. Okay, SNL sketch. It's a game show called What Time Did Catherine Wake Up?
Yeah.
And it's like Keanu Reeves is there or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah.
Okay, you guys love it. Everyone's laughing so hard they're dying.
I think you probably woke up because I do know you're deeply steeped in set culture.
Thank you so much. Thank
I bet
you so
it
much
was something
for
like 5 a.m.
It was actually 5:30 a.m.
Wow.
And that's why I'm sort of that's why I'm coming off as like drunk right now, but I'm actually stone cold. Just being annoying.
We'll always remember, oh my God, one time I had to like speak at like a recovery like sobriety meeting.
Sure.
And I was one part of like when I was, you know, out there was I never would sleep. I would just stay awake for days and days and days. And
slay rose, rose all day. And it was nonstop slay rose.
It was nonstop.
And it was bae.
It was nonstop slay rose. And this woman at the end, I had given this 20-minute talk, and then she raised her hand and was like, I actually know in what you mean and agree with you that we should all be staying up for as long as we can because it would make you feel drunk without being drunk. And I was like, just, okay. So I didn't, you're not agreeing with me because I didn't say that. I, when someone agrees with you with something you didn't say, you just have to like...
Yeah,
you're
just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Okay, anyways. Yeah, it's kind of like
imagine.
That.
Imagine. Okay.
What have you been up to?
Are you done with your like...
Yeah.
Okay. No, because I have to share.
No, it wasn't much. And I think I ran it into the ground.
No,
I was just sort of using astrology to complain a little bit.
Yeah, no.
But everyone else agreed.
I think it got us where we are today. And I would never change anything.
I
love where I am right now.
Look at me. I'm sorry. I just had the craziest feeling of being exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Anyone else?
Hit me like a ton of bricks.
If we didn't go through the whole retrograde area,
it's not even
we would
done.
Never be here.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. Someone I just met, a new friend, told me that when you have deja vu, it's because you're exactly where you're supposed to be. It's because you're on the right path.
I know you guys are laughing. I have to say, it's like not as loud as it sometimes can be.
You guys are actually being... No, first of all, can I say this? I have two thoughts. One, no one's laughing. It's dead silent. Two, I say this with the lights are literally... The sun is shining.
I know, you guys. It's making you feel like it's daytime, so you're like, I don't want to laugh. It's daytime.
You guys are embarrassed. You're ashamed to laugh because I can see your face.
Yeah. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed.
It's Monday. Really, who has a case of it?
It's very natural.
This is family style. Like yeah. Anyone can talk.
Can we pass around some bowls of food and shit? Like,
oh my god,
passing around bowls of food and
what's
shit.
What's better than that?
Wait, so today what happened was basically
let it out.
There's basically always once a year I find myself on a Zoom with this one specific lawyer.
Sure.
In a professional setting.
Would you call this person your lawyer?
No, I actually wouldn't call him my lawyer.
A car.
He works for a studio.
I'll never forget, you came to Houston to see my family. My dad told you to fire your lawyer.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And Catherine's dad told me to fire. Okay, good to see you.
I went to Houston and Catherine's dad said, fire your team. Fire your team.
My dad told my friend to fire his team.
And so, no, this lawyer, it's one of those things where it's like, what should I say? What shouldn't I say?
I looked so hot 2 weeks ago.
What did you say?
2 weeks ago, I was looking extremely hot.
You look really hot
right
now.
No, it's not like that. That's not what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm just saying, you know when you have one of those moments where you're like, wow, that was a really good time? Just reminiscing Mondays. It's so bright. Everyone's getting a tan tonight in the audience. Okay, what happened with this lawyer?
Okay, so this lawyer basically
doesn't that feel good a little bit?
Of course.
Cool.
Lawyer, for now 3 years... Once a year, you know when you have in, like, workspaces, like, you know, like, you have to have, like, a session where, like, someone comes and tells you, like, what's illegal and stuff? So this lawyer does that once a year for my work. And basically...
What's against the law and such?
Yeah. No, like, workplace behaviors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys are acting like I'm literally crazy.
No,
but...
I've never had a job. No one here has a job. Like, that's not... We're not out on a Monday because we have jobs.
Anyways, I've just, like, always... He's always seemed so...
Yeah.
Maybe gay. And he's always...
Wait, was he being maybe gay towards you?
He's been maybe gay towards me for 3 years straight.
Oh! Wait, what do you think?
Wait, what?
Didn't even notice.
Wait, what happened?
I got a haircut. Men never notice when you get a haircut.
Wait, what?
No, it got darker.
Wait, what? Oh, it got darker.
It got darker.
Oh, my God. I got so scared. I got so scared the lawyer was here.
Yeah, that was his entrance lighting.
Anyways, today you're
so
three.
Random of me to wear slides, but whatever.
He was acting just as ever, sometimes straight, sometimes gay, switching back and forth, code switching nonstop. And then cool. He said my name, didn't he? He said, Pat... I think we know someone mutual in common. Pat.
Go on.
So I said, who is it? Anyways, he knew someone I know, and we kind of were like, oh, cool.
That's
and
huge.
So then...
That could really let you know if someone's gay or not.
Yeah, it definitely could. So then I reached out to the person we mutually knew, and he's... He's straight. He's ultimately straight.
The person or the lawyer?
The person and the lawyer.
Fuck that. That's a great show title. The Person and the Lawyer.
Ultimately, that story
our first feature film.
That story ultimately could have been a lot better, but I played it safe.
It was much better than my Mercury.
Yeah, if that's the bar, then yeah.
It was better than my planetary lecture.
Yeah.
What's everyone's deal today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, don't say woo. That's not a deal.
It's not honest.
Your deal can't be woo. That wouldn't make sense.
Is anyone else feeling like this month has been so hard? It's been so crazy.
Crazy, oh.
Everything in my life is going pew, 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 pew. Like, it's just, anyways, whatever.
I am having a crazy experience.
Are you?
Around this month.
Yeah.
I keep not knowing how far into it we are.
Yeah, and yes, we're further than you could ever think.
Yeah. Sometimes.
No, we're shockingly far into this month.
Yeah. Literally.
News outlets are frantically publishing stories called It's September 19th. What is that, The Onion? I'm laughing. You see that when I'm laughing?
Wait, you know what I'm realizing? Did we get what we needed from...
Yeah, we got a little bit of what we needed.
Okay, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Because I don't have my phone up here.
I got you.
Okay.
Just like an improv show, I got your back. Yeah. I want to hear about your race before we...
Oh, yeah, it was a great... Thank you.
We're thank so you. Proud of you.
Thank you. I had a really positive experience. I haven't raced in like 3 years, but before that I hadn't raced in like 5 years. So it's, you know, it's been a while. And I really this time have been, this is not, say it with me, interesting. And oh. What is, all right, now.
So now we're in
now
the
it's Halloween themed. Now it's
almost
spooky,
Halloween.
Haunted house.
I don't care, by the way. Like, we're family. Everyone here is family to me. Now, I would
need to go under your seat. There's a bowl of eyeballs. Feel
oh, gooey gumdrops.
Brains. There's brains.
Did anyone
under
else
seats.
Here have the American Girl doll cookbook? Love that. Spaghetti pie. My mom would never make it.
That sucks.
That's why I suffer from binge eating disorder.
I
didn't know that was a disorder until like 3 months ago. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. $75 at Taco Bell. Yeah.
When I was a little child, I wanted an Easy Bake Oven so bad.
Go off.
But I was a boy. Wouldn't be appropriate.
It would be gay.
And it would be
it would mean that he wanted to suck and fuck dick.
And they were like,
the lights are not on. The lights are off on stage. I'm obsessed. That's what I get for showing up looking like a common whore. I don't care.
What if someone came up right now and said, "Ma'am, you're under arrest for solicitation."
Ma'am, you're under arrest for wearing nipple tape at your show. I wish I could show it to you guys because it looks so good and crazy.
It does look cool.
No, it's Monday. If it was
Friday.
Okay,
I have a question.
Yeah, go on.
It's an amazing question. Would you ever accept a role in film where you had to only do body tape like Mystique?
What's that?
Body paint, I mean. You only could do body tape like Rebecca Romijn in X-Men, where she only could wear blue paint. And she had
of course I would do that.
Really?
I've already shown my breast on HBO.
That's true.
But you haven't seen it.
I've seen your breast.
On HBO.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the story about you being a little kid? Yes, I would do body paint.
Oh, well, then the boy version was like, they did this boy version that was like...
Oh, like Big Man's Grill?
No, it was, I wish. I'm trying to eat. I'm just out there trying to eat.
Yeah.
They made this thing that
was
like...
A girl's
gotta eat. And no, there was this, it was like an oven, but instead of making like brownies, you put in like, just like kind of goo, and then it came out as bugs. Like you would make...
So it's like literally
the
like
oven that made bugs. You create it non-edible plastic.
So are you telling me is it giving Fear Factor?
It was giving Fear Factor, but you couldn't even eat. It was just like what they wanted you to do was like make these neon bugs and then creep up on your like dad while he was napping and put it on him. That's what the commercials like said it was for. And I was like, that doesn't even seem fun. And for one, my dad's not an idiot. Like this is teal. He is not going to think that's a tarantula.
Teal Orantula.
Wait, I'm really scared that I said too much.
About what? The gay lawyer?
The straight lawyer, ultimately.
No, there are, look at me. There are so many straight lawyers in this town. That's there's no true. Way he knows it's him.
That's true. And there's so many people. So hopefully the person and the lawyer both won't know who I'm
the
talking about.
The person and the lawyer coming to CBS this fall.
He's a person.
So the race was amazing.
The race was amazing.
Was it the amazing race? I'm laughing so hard I'm dying. Sorry, I have a
text. You know, I saw a runner who wants to come on the pod. Jordan Mann. We have to have him on.
Well, you know, I'm friends with an Olympic runner now.
I know. Well,
I can't even speak English. An Olympian. Olympic runner.
Yes, Alexi Pappas.
Yeah. You did meet.
I did meet one time.
She wants to go running with you.
I would love to go running with her. I wonder if she remembers me. Probably not. I was crazy. I was on drugs.com.
Drugs.com.
What do you
looking? I have all the goods.
Oh, should we bring up a good?
So basically, tonight is one of those special, special, rare nights where we decide to... sorry, I just like dissociated and was like, where am I? you know when you drop into your life and you're like, how... Okay. Cool. I haven't processed anything since June. Oh, wait, I have a story. I think I can talk about this. I was doing yoga for my trauma. What'd you lose?
Oh, my nicotine.
Slay. I was doing yoga for my trauma, and no, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't say this. Anyway, I was doing yoga for my trauma. You doing yoga?
And for my trauma.
For my trauma. And my boyfriend walked in on me doing yoga.
For your trauma.
Yeah, but he didn't know it was for my trauma. So he thought it was sexy because of course it. So he starts. We've played a game before where I like make him jerk off while I do yoga. That's hot. So he starts like jerking off, and then he looks over.
Wait, he jerks off at you doing yoga?
He was gonna start jerking off while I do yoga. But then he looks over, I'm violently sobbing, and he was like. So didn't take. WS went soft. I was like, babe, no, I'm doing yoga for my trauma. Oh my God, I'm not doing yoga for your
Do you guys
pleasure.
Ever have, like, when you go to your porn aggregate sites, like, there's one thumbnail that...
Do when you go to your Pornhub, like, your apartment?
What'd you say?
Do when you go to your Pornhub?
What'd you say? No, your porn sites, like, your aggregate porn sites, kind of the tubes.
You had something sort of wet on your face for a while.
Really? Is it
still
there? And
yeah.
Is it still wet?
Well, how do I explain this? It's something that was wet and it looks like it dried.
Well, what could... No offense, but literally, what could it be? It could be water mixed with the veggie straw.
Yeah, that's a really... that's a really good idea.
Okay, cool.
Whatever.
Well, anyways. No, you know, like, first of all, why is it called tube when it means... Why is it called tube when it means that, like, there's a bunch of different videos? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because TV...
When it's, like, a wiki of videos, why do they call that tubes?
Because TV is called the tube.
I know, but it's, like,
right?
YouTube, porn tube, gay tube.
Because it goes through tubes to get to you?
It's so stupid. Anyways. Do you ever go to those sites and it's like there's one thumbnail that always looks so hot you always click on it? It's like for some reason it just never hits. And then you're like, I'm never clicking this again. Like, this is a huge waste of time.
For girls, it's like when you walk by that boutique and you're like from afar, it looks like they have so much good stuff. Then you go in and you're like, none of this stuff is very good.
And for
because girls don't watch porn.
It wouldn't be appropriate. It would be like a boy having an easy bake oven.
It would be inappropriate.
And not the bug oven.
Bug oven. No, thank you. Bug oven, a band name much? Hey, yes, go on.
All right, let's bring up a really, really ill, suffering person and heal them.
It's time to pay it forward and give some treatment. Okay, wait, we have a few good ones. Okay, let's do the first one.
This one's fun because it starts with help.
Oh, by the way, so if you come up, don't say anything that you wouldn't want on the podcast because we don't have time to edit it. And if you don't want to come up, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But I think you texted saying you would, and that's why I have this in my
phone. So that would just mean you were a liar.
Yeah, so if you're a liar, seek treatment.
No, we're just kidding.
Sorry, our producer's absent, and of course planets are in reg, so I can't be held responsible for my actions. All right, first person we're going to give treatment to tonight is Lina.
Lina.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Is it Lina or Lina?
Lina.
Lina, nice to meet you. So nice to meet you. You look so cute. Give it up for Lina. You look gorgeous. Okay, let's make sure this is on. Okay. So tell us, tell everyone.
If you see anything
help
on
yourself.
Your,
help yourself.
Anything
Can
on
we get
your...
you an empty bottle of water or...
anything really you want.
Okay, now tell us what the hell is going on with you, girl.
Yeah, seriously, bitch.
Okay, so my sister has a boyfriend.
I'm laughing. I heard everything now.
He sucks.
Okay.
What kind?
I was just gonna say what flavor.
What kind of suck?
What kind of flavor of suck does he perform?
Just like a lot of red flags.
Okay.
So classic.
Classic.
Yeah.
Is it like
mean or loser?
Mean or loser. Douche, jerk.
Kind of both. So she's a rock climber and she goes outdoor climbing and like
same.
There's no service where she goes climbing and when she comes back, he sent her like 27 messages of like, where are you? Who are you?
It's like I'm with the rocks. That sucks.
That's
like,
mean. That's that mean and loser.
That guy shouldn't be with a rock climber.
And
that guy
should know enough about himself to know that.
Wait, so how long have they been together?
6 months.
And is rock climbing a huge passion of hers?
Yes, it's her favorite thing ever.
And he won't let her have it?
No. But they live together, and they're both 20.
How do they live together?
They were 20?
They're 20, yeah, they're young.
20, I'm sorry, okay. 20, I'm so sorry, 20 years old?
20 years old. 20 years.
Yeah.
Years.
They've been alive for 20 years, these people. Now, we have to ask you this, Lena, if you feel safe. Saying, how many years have you been alive?
25.
25. Oh, good, great.
So, yeah, great.
Great. Okay, great.
That,
okay,
we, so that we can work with.
Big sister, you're like, who's this fucking asshole, like, texting my sister when she's climbing?
Tearing you away from the rocks.
They are 20. They've dated for 6 months. They live together.
Yeah, so it's her house. She owns the house.
What? Is it a hype house? Is she influenced?
She didn't go to college, so my parents like gave her her college money, so she paid, like made a down payment on the house. She's very
responsible. Okay, she's a genius.
Okay. So
she's a wind turbine technician.
She's what?
What?
She's a wind turbine technician. She climbs wind turbines and like fixes them.
Oh my god.
This is so much on a Monday.
That is a very...
That's an amazing story you just told us.
A lot of times you hear someone is great at rock climbing, you say, that's not really a transferable skill. This is not one of those situations.
This is an A to B situation.
So, okay. So she's climbing on at work.
She's climbing whatever she can find.
And she's climbing for play.
She's climbing for work and for pleasure and business.
Yeah, she's mixing business and pleasure, this girl that we call your sister.
But she's climbed her way into a shitty relationship.
When we come back, we're going to hear more about that. I'm just kidding. Thank you so much. I just wanted to throw to commercial.
So my parents...
Yeah. She's like, I'm actually the one speaking right now. No, it's your turn.
It's your turn.
So my parents like went to visit her, met her boyfriend, and they talked to me, and they were like, Lena, her boyfriend sucks. And I was like, I know. And I got to bond with my parents over it, which is good. But then my sister asked me like, hey, did they like him?
Oh my gosh.
And I have ghosted her for 3 days.
You ghosted? Okay, that's okay.
Is it ghosting if it's your sister?
No.
Like, it's just like being
alive.
A sister.
Yeah. Wait, so, okay, so... No offense, but where do they live?
Colorado Springs.
Oh, that's really cool. That's where the U.S. Olympic Training Center is.
She lives right by there.
Oh, wow.
By where?
A lot of people train there in the winter months a lot. Does she see them? Okay, so this person is 20. He meets this female rock climber. He moves
into
her
own house
that she owns.
Luckiest man in the world.
What does he do? No offense to him.
He installs solar panels.
He sells solar panels.
He installs them.
Okay, so he climbs too.
Or are those more kind of ground-based?
Where do solar panels...
Is this Colorado or is this just them?
I think it's Colorado. I don't know.
I think maybe a weird combination of both.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Okay, it's, so...
Okay, so... I think... Have you met him?
I met him, yeah.
What do you think?
How was he to you?
He's nice... He panicked when he met me and got super drunk and then...
Amazing
like,
sign.
Threw up everywhere? Yeah. But he like cleaned all of it up and then like built her a shed.
Okay, green flag.
Green flag.
That's actually huge. That's huge.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so... Okay.
So what?
He threw up, then cleaned it up, and then he built her what?
A shed. Yeah.
While you're there, he gets so drunk because he's nervous, throws up, cleans up, builds a shed.
Yeah.
out of nervousness.
But then he got mad at her while I was there for going hiking with me. And I was like, she was with me.
No, those people are the worst people on the planet. Those people need to help. Move to like an island together and like all control each other. You do this, you do this. I don't think that anyone, it's not right.
I think you can be honest.
I think you should be sure. It's kind of weird how he is about your climbing and everything else.
I did, but I'm scared she's going to be mad at me if I'm like, you should break up with him.
I know, but she's literally your sister, so like...
She texts back being like, but he cleaned up his puke.
Yeah. hello, I have a
shed. The thing is, Lena, uncross, Lena, there are... Lena, people are going to do what they want to do. So even if you tell her this, it probably won't happen right away.
But you can know you're honest.
Important for you to voice your opinion because you're not going to lie to her. It's worse to lie to her. You'd be like, I'm not crazy about him, but if you're happy, like, you know, I'm here to talk if you need anything. Like, and if she asks what mom and dad said, say mommy and daddy. They didn't like him, Lena. I mean.
Oh, we don't know her name.
That sucks.
Sucks.
Today is not going my way.
Yeah, I think you can be
honest.
Is there one other thing that's like maybe slightly more egregious that you could kind of be like, that was kind of weird? You could mention it to her. Like,
you're like, he did hit me with his car.
He did disappear for 3 days.
He disappeared for 3 days.
Yeah, and she doesn't know where he went.
And did she text him?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, she called me once and she was like, do I go to the police? He's been gone for 3 days and he's not answering his phone. And I was like, probably. And then she did, but then he just came back and was like, oh, I was out.
So I'm going to need a podcast about this. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Wait, so, yeah.
Where was he?
He never said.
He never said.
Just out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that
he was with me. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're 20. You know, they're not, let's be real, they're not going to end up together. So you might as well be on the right side of history.
I have a thought. Remember when the great Tammy Sager told me on our podcast, there's a difference between being nice and being kind. And being kind to your sister is telling her what you really think.
Yeah, you could say it gently if you want.
What I'm learning, what someone told me, my therapist told me that if you're telling someone something, you can't do it to like make yourself feel better. It should be like, is this going to help? Is this going to help this person or not? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, y'all?
Let that be an earth star.
Do y'all know what I mean?
Do you guys know what she means?
Yeah. Cool.
Then say back. Then say what she means if you know
Does
so well.
Does that help?
Actually, yeah, I'm going to tell her.
I'm proud. Yeah, because I think like, woo, woo. Give it up for Lena. So nice to meet you.
Mwah. Thank you so much.
That was such a good one and so pure.
That was so pure and good. Oh,
nothing worse than someone coming up here and trying to like not make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That made so much sense. There's a wind turbine in Colorado with her sister hanging on it.
Yeah.
That was helping save the environment. What? I knew you were thinking that. Can I tell him what you said?
What? Yeah.
He was like, let's get a gay. This sounds gay.
Okay. You're like, it's a dude playing with an Easy Bake oven.
I'm sick of my bug oven. I wish I had Easy Bake.
My dad can tell it's not tarantulas.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's so many good ones, actually. Okay. But next, we're going to invite Ryan to the stage.
Ryan. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How are you? Give it up for Ryan, everyone. Good to see you, darling. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Lena's mic.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Ryan's mic doesn't work, so you're going to be using Lena's mic.
It works, but...
Am I allowed to sit?
Ryan, of course.
I'm going to punch you in the face for even asking. Of course, set. Sitting's a huge part of what we do up here.
Wait, you sit too. I don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll sit too, but it's hard to sit with my boob tape on.
I like when we all sit because then we're a daytime talk for Regis and
Kelly. We're daytime.
Hi.
Wow, this is so crazy. I can't believe I wore this. I'm like, am I okay? All right, go ahead. What is going on with you, King?
Let's see. So it's so hard to find a lover.
Yeah.
It's so hard to find a lover. And it's really frustrating because the past lover that I did have, who is in fact male, because I am gay.
Wow. Yes. Wow. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
And he's never said that out loud before, so can we give a hand?
Wow, thanks for coming out on our
show. Thanks for coming out on the show.
Okay, so Lover is generous.
Did you make love to him?
Yeah. But it kind of ended. It was like a summer thing. But the way it ended was I got this like really long and polite text that was like...
How dare he?
It was like, I don't think being gay is for me.
No.
Yeah, it's like, yes, same. None of us, this isn't for any of us. None of us.
I know, I was like, no one asked for this. It's like, we've got to deal with it. Anyway, so that was my last thing. I didn't really care because I only went over to his house for his dog every time. It was just like really nice to play with his dog. And then I'd be like, oh my God, wait. I have to go like hang out with him too. It was,
yeah.
So it wasn't that traumatic, okay. But I was like, is this what's really happening right now? Like, everyone I'm with is turning straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your question is this what's really happening right now? this is what's really happening right now.
Okay, and then I guess my question.
Okay, yeah. What's your question?
So this coming, this semester in the spring, I'm going abroad.
So when you say semester, that makes me scared. When you start throwing out words like semester, that's when I get anxious. How many years have you been alive, Ryan?
I've been alive for 21 years.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, that's okay.
Okay.
Older than...
That's okay.
Ryan, that's a little bit older than Lina's sister.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. My nails are coming off.
You, depending on when your birthday is, you could be in the same grade as Lina's sister.
Wow, we are helping people from that grade. Yeah. In the class of 20 or something.
Yeah, we're literally helping people from the class of
20. Where is that girl who asked us where she should go to college?
I know, she's in college. What?
Cool.
That's illegal. Can we have her escorted out to the jail?
That's amazing.
Jail.
I wish her the best. Okay,
that's incredible. Madison? Cool, that's let's say it, the good one. That's a cool one. Amazing program.
Okay, so what are you feeling, Rye?
My question is, do I like keep trying this like searching thing?
Should you keep trying to be gay?
Do you want a boyfriend? How many boyfriends have you had?
I've had one.
Cool. That's a lot for your age.
Yeah, that's so many for your age. So this guy who was straight. What?
And it's fine because I don't have to worry about him listening to this podcast. Because
he's straight.
Because he's straight now.
Yeah, so maybe he ultimately made the right decision for him. If you listen to this and you hate it, it's like you might like a bug oven. So when you guys hooked up, can you kind of tell he was like kind of being like, wait a minute.
No.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
And do you go to MIU?
Yeah.
And is he?
No.
Oh, what is he, old?
No. My age, we go to a different school. It was like back home of the summer kind of vibe.
Cool.
I feel like in this situation, it's like he's struggling and it has nothing to do with you. And it's like not fair that he put that on you, but like love is coming your way.
And he's definitely gay. I just decided.
Of course he's gay.
No, because he's definitely gay because he's like, and now I just started talking. Like my friend set me up with this girl and like I've been talking to her for a little bit and I can really feel the emotional connection.
No.
I think boys was just physical.
He thinks yours was just physical. That's what gay is.
I know. I haven't had a connection to a boy that I liked ever. Like, it's physical.
What did you guys have full? Can I ask this? And you're right on the border of me even being legally allowed to ask this, but did you do full with him?
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
Did you do full?
Did you do mouth with him?
Is that what you said, full?
I said full.
Okay, and I said, and then we said follow-up mouth?
So no full, yes mouth.
Two 30-year-old academics asking.
Two middle-aged people asking a 21-year-old if he did full or mouth with a sexually confused
with
guy from his hometown.
Classmate, yeah.
Okay. Well, the fact that now I'm almost thinking he is straight.
No, he's.
It almost doesn't matter.
It almost doesn't matter. But now I just like I'm so done. But I just like need to know. Do I just like. Go be in a hoe phase? Do I really look for my husband still? Do I be celibate? Like, I don't know what to do.
It's not your choice. It's the universe.
Well, you're 20.
All you have to do is walk around with an open heart and see what God herself hands you.
Yeah. And an open mouth.
An open mouth and an open hole.
As it's 20. You're 21, so you have to go in knowing the next 1,000 guys that you meet and are into will go poorly.
No, but that's so
So, like, just know that and start working through them.
That's so scary. I could totally get married right now.
Really?
Oh, really?
Because that's your Gen Z gay. That's how Gen Z gays act.
No.
Why is Gen Z gay like that?
Because they grew up with Glee.
Wait, Glee was part of my bar mitzvah theme.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's true. It was very formative.
So I've diagnosed you with having seen Glee.
Well, if anyone wants to marry Ryan tonight, we will officiate. So do reach out, do DM us if you're interested to get married this weekend or not.
I think you're gay, you're 21, you're Gen Z, you're at NYU. It's like, world is your oyster.
The world is so your oyster.
There's going to be so many gays flitting around.
There are.
Yeah.
But a lot of, it's like, okay, it's a crazy dichotomy of man. And it's like either you're like a TikTok influencer gay at NYU, or you're just like off the face of the earth, not on social media. Like, you don't even exist.
Find one of them.
I should do that. They'd never cheat.
Yeah. They never cheat.
Let me ask you this. I have a question for you.
Who is your boyfriend?
No. I was going to ask you, what are you scared of?
Oh my God.
Yeah. What are you? Did this whole summer thing really affect how you view love?
I think so, because it's just like, I don't know, it's just like the shining example of like, I'm so, like, I guess I'm feeling alone in this big city of gay people.
Yeah, I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah, we're all
alone. I'm alone in this big city of gay people.
We're alone in a city of gay people. It's absolute hell.
No.
But you know what I think? It's almost like a blessing. Sorry, I smell like ranch straws. It's almost a blessing because it's such an obvious no to be with this person that it's like a gift, and you can say, thank you for the gift, Christmas is over, I'm
and
moving
he's someone
on.
That you're gonna, and you should know that for the rest of your life, you're going to be checking in on him in social, and you're going to see him and his like wife and kid and be like...
And you're going to be like, cool.
You're like, you sucked my dick one time.
You're going to say, we did mouth together.
We did.
I hope he has fun doing full.
What?
I hope he has.
Yeah.
I think
find someone who wants to do full.
Find someone who, and like, there's right. You just started. You're new to the world. Love is coming for you in a million different ways.
Yeah.
And you got it. It's all good.
Yeah.
But thank you. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Give it up for Ryan.
Mwah. Thank you. Mwah. Thank you.
It's hard out there. All alone in a city of gay people. And me.
We're doing really good tonight in terms of treating and helping.
I was actually being like horny. I was being gay horny this weekend.
You were being gay horny this weekend?
Yeah, there was this hot girl and I was like, okay.
Who was it?
There was this hot girl and I told Brian, he was like, that's hot. And I was like, I know.
Would you want to do three?
Maybe.
Would you want to do...
A little.
Would you want to do Britney Spears 3?
What's that?
It's my randomly the Britney Spears song that's in my head every day for no reason.
Three?
No one
Sing
ever
it.
Talks about it. 1, 2, 3, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Peter, Paul, and Mary?
And it's an
is that real?
You and living in sin is a new thing.
Cool. No, just an
it's
idea.
It's from like 2010 era.
I think we have time for one
oh
or
my
two
God,
more.
Are you serious?
Oh, wait. One or two. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll see how we feel.
Don't scream at me. Okay, let me see. This next one's really good. We'd love to invite Taylor to the stage.
Oh, my God. If it's Taylor's, what if Taylor's stuffing you up?
Yes. Yes. Give it up for Taylor. Hello, hello. Come this way.
Taylor, welcome to
the stage. Welcome to the stage, Taylor.
Welcome to the stage.
You want
to
use this mic over here?
Head over to Lena's mic.
So Lena's mic is stage left, and that's going to be Taylor at Lena's mic in three. Thank you.
I'm dissociated.
Okay, tell us everything that's going
on
with you. You look so cutie patootie.
Aww.
Everyone here looks gorgeous tonight, we have to admit.
Thank you. I stained some squid ink on my shirt before.
That's okay.
You said squid?
I wasn't in an ocean. I was at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It got messy with the paella.
Oh my God, that sounds
hot.
Yeah. It got messy with the paella.
Was it one of those restaurants where they warn you, like, if you want paella, it's going to take 45? Or do they
it
just
came
let
out
you?
Suspiciously fast, actually.
Okay, they just let you have paella.
In my rewatch of Housewives of New York, I discussed the part where Bethany, in Cartagena, Bethany has an allergic reaction to paella.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves the bathroom door ajar and collapses on the floor and starts sobbing. And the cameras are like, it's incredible.
So count your blessings.
So count your blessings.
I love paella. Okay.
Bethany wished she got out with just some squid on her shirt.
I would never have noticed a squid on your shirt, babe.
I never would have.
I was really worried.
Even now that you pointed out, I still am, like, struggling to see all the squid.
It's almost as if you just wanted to tell us you had paella.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
I really wanted to.
Yeah, that was pornographic.
Okay, let's get down to biz.
Yeah, let's get to business.
Let's get to business. Okay, context, I'm VI, visually impaired.
Okay.
And legally blind.
I was like, verse...
I'm like, verse bisexual.
Okay, you're visually impaired.
Okay, you're visually impaired.
And my vision is such, I have no central vision at all.
Okay.
Full peripheral, so I can't see you guys at all. I'm sure you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Cool, I have underboob.
Yeah.
Which no one saw coming for me in year 31 of my life.
Wait, what?
Don't worry.
It's so hard. We can never hear each other on stage.
What we have is that, like, at every one of our shows, we can't hear each other, which is cool.
It's devastating.
But here we are. Okay,
here we are. How many years have you been live?
29.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Okay.
That's cool.
So don't worry.
Okay, so you're VI.
At this point, people are going to start getting insulted if we're not mad at them for their age.
I know.
It's actually a huge compliment.
Thank you.
You're firmly in your 20s. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Almost 30.
Yeah, that's how it works. What's your... Taylor?
What is...
Girls, calm down. What's your sign?
What do you think?
Oh, my God. We don't know you well enough yet.
You're giving, like, maybe Libra or Sag.
What?
Libra or Sag?
Ooh, Sag Moon.
Wow. Okay, so I didn't get it right.
What's your main?
Leo.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, my friend.
Connected. Sorry, my tit just fell out.
Me too.
Okay, so you're Sag Moon.
You're Sag Moon, Leo Sun. Mm-hmm.
Virgo Rising.
Okay. Oh, wow. What an amazing combo.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready for the story.
So I'm VI, and I'm also gay.
Okay.
Love.
I inhabit an interesting space where I still use dating apps.
Okay, which ones?
Scruff.
Okay.
Which you have.
Dating is generous. Let's say dating is generous.
But, so I can't really see people in real life, but on my phone, it takes this sort of 3D world and makes it, you know, flat.
Uh-huh.
So I can see people. And in June, I was, I woke up very hungover from a wedding.
Uh-huh.
A guy messaged me on Scruff. He looked like Zach Galifianakis.
Okay. Oh, hot.
Which is Scruff's basically poster boy.
Their aesthetic. Yeah, is that what you're into?
It's a range, but yeah, Zach's cool.
Okay. Zach, if you're listening, reach Zach's out cool. to Tyler.
It's a range, but Zach is cool.
It's a range, but Zach is cool. On this day, I was thrilled to see Zach.
Okay.
Cool.
You're hungover from a wedding and Zach DMs you on Scruff.
Absolutely.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm. I am very tired. I add some fuel to the fire and I eat a little bit of weed. And drink too much coffee.
Okay.
And I head to this guy's place.
Where?
It's on, on Dundas Street in Toronto.
Okay, so, okay, so I'm going there next weekend.
Hey.
So you mean we're not allowed to bleep, so that's just going to sort of be in the episode.
Yeah, but also, because if you're going to be in Toronto next weekend, you should come to my shows. Why not?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I can't go to Toronto anymore. I'm sad.
But I'm going to be there, and you should come to my shows.
Go to Pat's shows.
Everyone's mad because we're talking to the others.
Well, and the others are here. The others are with us always. What's funny is that whenever I do a show, people are like, where's Pat? And I'm like, aren't you happy to see me?
Yeah.
And people are like, no. And people just tell me, you're so lucky you're friends with Pat. I'm like, fuck off. Okay.
You are.
I am. No, I am. I really am. Okay, Taylor, back to business.
So,
I haven't told Zach that I'm visually impaired.
Okay.
Which I don't often do.
Yeah, you don't have to.
It's sensitive info.
Yeah.
It's your story to tell,
it's
Taylor.
My story to tell.
And in this story, I told it without really a choice. When I walked in to his hotel apartment.
Okay.
He's on the 36th floor.
36th floor.
Scary.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all the numbers on the door, and they're really small, so because of my vision, I'm kind of like hunched over.
Yeah.
And I hear a voice from the end of the hallway say, Taylor. And I was like, oh, hey.
Oh, my God, wait, that's scary to me when you first see the person from the app, and they know your name.
I know.
Don't you think that's kind of scary?
Full body chills.
Okay.
Sir. I start walking toward this guy, and I'm not trying to make eye contact because if I do, I'll miss, and then it's really obvious. So I'm looking at the ground, and I get to him, and I guess as an icebreaker of sorts, I go in for a kiss immediately.
Yeah. Cute. Well, you're in the app world. Like, right? You have to just
do
kiss. What you're there for, yeah.
Thank you. But I get a stiff arm on my chest. And then I say, what? You don't like kissing?
Amazing comeback. What? Never had a kiss before?
Never had a kiss before?
Virgin
Wait,
freak.
Wait, I'm so scared.
So?
A meter to my left.
Are you from here?
I'm from Canada.
Because you said meter. Admit it, you said meter.
A what?
He said meter.
3 feet.
I caught him saying meter.
Wow. You're not who you said you were, Taylor. You're Canada.
You're Canada. Okay, so you're
people
Canada.
From Canada.
You're
sure.
You're Canada. You're in your home. You're Canada. You're in your main country.
And you think you're about to have sex with Zach Galifianakis.
Wait, sorry. So a meter to your left.
So I get stiff-armed. I say, what, you don't like kissing? 3 feet to my left, I hear, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm so scared.
I realized that I had tried to kiss the wrong person.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. And then I ran into this guy's apartment, and he's like, what's going on? What was that? And I was like, yeah, you know, I had an edible. Like, I'm stressed getting here. Yeah.
But why did that guy know your name?
Why are there two
because
guys there?
I went to hook up with him. He knew my name. I exchanged it on the app.
No. But the guy who you kissed.
Sorry, he didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
He was...
Well, then it's like, get in your apartment, you fucking sicko.
Why was he there?
Yeah.
It's almost like we need a play.
He came out of nowhere. He was... Not a single step was heard. He appeared like an apparition. Anyway, I go into this guy's apartment.
I hate to victim him, but he was asking for it.
What was he wearing?
What were you wearing? He was wearing Catherine's exact top.
I regret it.
Okay, so you go in, you run into Zach Galifianakis' apartment.
Zach Galifianakis is now interrogating me.
Yeah.
For sure. What's happens going to the best of us.
I was like, I'm so sorry, I'm stressed. I thought, you know, he kind of looked like you, he had a beard. Zach then goes, that guy didn't have a beard. He was South Asian.
Okay.
The guy you kissed.
The guy I almost kissed.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, I need to go to the washroom.
The washroom is at Canada.
So
the washroom. Oh.
So Taylor, I don't know how to tell you this. You're lying to our faces again. Where'd you go?
The bathroom, where the bath is.
I'm sorry.
What about the loo, bitch? WC?
So I'm in the washroom closet.
Okay.
And splashing water on my face.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I walk out to this guy, and I just kind of say, listen, this is the situation, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm visually impaired. I'm feeling terrible right now.
Yeah.
And he was, like, really sweet about it. He was like, don't worry. Like, that guy's my neighbor. I've never met him, but I have seen him on the app.
Oh. So why did he stiff-arm you?
I'm wondering why he didn't kiss back.
Yeah. That's weird of him.
And then I thought, wait, what if he did? So then I asked him, I was like, if this guy accepted the kiss, what would you have done? And he was like, I probably just would have assumed that you guys knew each other and went back inside.
Wow.
And then I think, wait.
Wait.
Then suddenly I'm fucking a real stranger.
Yeah.
Right.
And you... As opposed to Zach Galifianakis, who you're close with. So you were kind of turned on by that.
No.
Why? Here's a question. Sar, why was neighbor at house?
No, neighbor, it's an apartment building. They're on the 36th floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you weren't in the apartment.
This all...
I'm going to need a map.
He takes the elevator up to the 36th floor. Yeah. He gets off. Taylor?
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Oh. That's incredible.
So
what happened?
So then did you do full with Zach Galifianakis?
I did full bad.
Oh, because you were so like in your head about this neighbor.
Yes.
Do you miss the neighbor?
Yeah.
Do you miss Zach?
I'm really sad. No.
Were you attracted to the neighbor, do you think?
Sorry?
Was there a vibe with the neighbor?
Well, he stiff-armed him.
An aggressive vibe on his part.
Yeah.
Where he stiff-armed me. I guess my treatment that I'm looking for.
We would like to know what the question is.
The question is, I was really in my head about it after.
Yeah.
It was
of course.
Like so like embodying afterward. I was like, couldn't stop thinking about it. Mm. Putting myself in the shoes of this guy who had no idea what was happening. And I just have wondered since, like, is it crazy to like
reach out?
Yeah.
It is.
To reach out to who?
To reach out to the guy who stiff-armed him and
said,
sorry, I kissed you almost.
How would
but
you
I know? But I know you're gay too, so what the fuck?
Yeah.
If anything, you should reach out and demand answers.
Wait, why? What are you feeling? Like, why do you want to reach out to him?
I don't know. I feel like if I were
because just... imagine you kiss someone, they're like, why are you doing this to me? They push you. They say, I never asked for this.
That would never happen to me. I'm joking.
He's joking.
Do you want to say, like, sorry, that was weird, and, like, explain the situation?
Yeah, it's a human urge to explain the situation.
I think you can totally do that.
What now? The guy isn't looking for that.
But right Taylor, now, Taylor wants closure.
Yeah, I don't actually... Whatever.
Well, what do you want?
I'm wondering if he might need closure. Like, what...
Don't otherwise... think about him ever again. Wait, I actually want to know, like, what was the moment between, like, you come out of the washroom, you're like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to...
Kiss your neighbor.
There was a moment when it kind of shifted from that to, like, okay, now let's have fully penetrative anal sex.
I mean, I'm a smooth guy.
Yeah.
It was a really good transition.
Cool.
But the sex was bad. Why was the sex bad?
Was it his fault or yours?
It was his. I can go into any amount of detail needed.
Because what? Wait, what?
He's happy to go into any amount of detail needed.
Yeah, all.
We'll select option D, all. All details?
Well, we need to know the
we need to know the age-old question.
We need to know the question, the answer to the question.
Can you answer the question for us?
Which question?
The age-old question, Taylor.
Taylor.
Oh! I'm a VT.
Okay.
Slay.
All day. Rosé.
And rosé, of course.
And ultimately rosé.
So and don't forget, bae.
And it was bad and it was his fault. Sometimes it could be the T's fault if it's bad.
Were you being T or B in this day and age?
I was T in this day and age.
And he was being a bad B.
He was being a bad
B. How can you be a bad B?
Asking
for a friend. Y'all, the lifeless sex I've been serving lately, I am completely, I'm like so 3 years in corpse bride. Like, I'm like, I'm like, whatever. I'm like, fully with the vibrator, just like, are you here? Like,
yeah. Is there a heartbeat?
So I get it. You can be a bad bottom.
Yeah.
Answer my own question.
Was it lifeless vibes? Is there a heartbeat vibes?
Was there what?
Was there lifeless vibes? Is there a heartbeat vibes? Was the question.
I looked for a pulse and couldn't find.
What?
Looked for a pulse, couldn't find.
Wow. Time of death is.
Was then.
Time of death was then when I kissed
and
your
meanwhile,
neighbor.
And meanwhile, neighbor down the street is giving.
Is tossing it back.
Is power be.
Absolutely slamming it down.
Up and down. I said the funniest thing the other day. What was it?
Oh, think of it.
Oh, I was telling a story and I was like, no, it's not going to make sense.
It might.
Okay, someone was saying she went down on me and I said, and you went up on her. Kind of fun. No?
Oh, yeah, I know. I get it.
I was sort of writing prose in my mouth.
To quote Vanessa Hudgens on COVID, I get it. I respect it.
And it's like, are people going to die? Yeah.
Duh. Okay.
It's sad, but it's inevitable.
I'll always remember when I was walking into the opening of Say It With Me, West Side Story, literally the the 1 week before pandemic on Broadway, and we were walking by the red carpet, and we were telling like the lady with the clipboard like who we were, and then I turned and literally breathing on me, almost kissing my neck, Vanessa Hudgens.
No.
Waiting to tell the lady with the clipboard her name.
Were you walking the red
carpet?
Does
that resonate?
What did you say?
I said, does that resonate? With
yeah, is that helpful?
Yeah.
Now, Taylor, what are you feeling in this moment?
Do you live here?
I live in Toronto.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, you should come to my... Where should I go next weekend? That's fun and cool.
What's my
you should
sign?
Take him out.
Where should I go next weekend in Toronto?
Where are you going there?
I'm going there next weekend.
I'll see you on Scruff.
You don't listen to me when I talk, Taylor. I'm going to Toronto next weekend to do comedy shows.
Will you take Pat out on the town?
That's kind of my job, Taylor.
Where do you want to go?
That's what I'm asking.
Let me prescribe this. The treatment I'm prescribing is you, Bad Bottom, Neighbor, and Pat need to go clubbing in Toronto.
Yes.
And work it out.
And it's Danny Kane like in the car, like showstopping.
Yeah, we in the car.
Yeah.
We ride slow.
And before we go out, Diddy comes in and is like, remember girls, no clubbing tonight.
I think that's what you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it up for Taylor, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Wow. I think it's sort of getting to be that time.
I can't believe it's getting towards being that time.
Do you have a crush of the week?
Wow. Amazing question. Why don't
do you want a hand, Taylor? Okay, bye. Give it up for Taylor, everyone.
Do you have a crush of the week?
Crush of the week. Crush of the week. Crush of the week.
I'll say mine. I can have one.
Great.
If needed to, I can have one.
Well,
no one's gonna like it.
I don't know what I've been doing besides thinking about myself. I was gonna say Labneh.
What?
Labneh.
What's that?
A Mediterranean sort of dip.
Oh.
I've been really into just like dips for every meal.
Every time you think you know all the Mediterranean dips.
What?
Every time you think you know all the Mediterranean dips, someone's like, do you want Labneh?
Yeah.
It's a slightly different color, but same thing. And you're like, sure, I'll have it with the others. But why don't you go ahead, and set it out with the others?
I love dip culture.
Yeah, me too,
I wish we had American dips.
I wish we did,
It's called ketchup, mustard, and mayo. I dip crackers in
I've
that.
Been going off for French fries dipped in ketchup and mayo.
Who? Sorry, I can't hear you.
No, I said, it's funny, when I said this, you'll laugh and laugh that you said who, but I said I've been seriously going off for French fries
so
dipped
you have,
in ketchup
the answer
and mayo.
Who would be you?
Oh, so I thought you meant who have I been going off
No,
off
I was wrong.
My crush of the week will be French fries dipped in ketchup and mayo, of course.
It is such a Parisian treat.
And then...
It feels so Euro to be like, we'll have mayo with the fries.
I'll actually come clean and admit a really embarrassed... Like, one of the most embarrassing things that ever can be admitted.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the song lately, like the 2017 song Paris by Chainsmokers.
That makes me feel unsafe.
Yeah. It's really bad.
I have to shout out also, I went to brunch... Actually, speaking of French, I went to brunch with my French cousin. Shout out.
You never told me about
him. That's not true. I told you, I talk about him all the time.
A
yesterday,
boy or girl?
Yesterday, boy. Went to brunch with my French cousins and pals. And straight. And probably a tea. So we went to this place. It was obviously in the West Village, overpriced, bad. And I order it, girl. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Here's what I'll tell you. I order a Bloody Mary, and I felt so bad. My crush of the week is literally this guy who works at this restaurant because someone thought of this idea that it was so good in theory but bad in practice. You know how they make tableside guac?
Of course.
So what they went ahead and did is made this guy do tableside Bloody Mary bar.
No, people always think...
I don't want to see how the sausage is made when it comes to my tomato vodka drink. That I'm having at noon.
People overuse tableside.
Tableside is overused. That's the pandemic.
I'll always remember...
And let me say this.
I'll always remember the first time I ever learned about tableside guac.
Yeah, tell me.
Season one of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Sheree and Kim Zolciak got tableside guac.
So picture that. Yeah, standing ovation for that. Yeah. This guy is like, But the worst part was there was like, so there was all these different types of hot sauce, and then there was literally 20 options for what to garnish it with. And this poor guy is just like rattling, like none of us care. And he's just like, we have pepperoncini, we have olives, we have goji sauce. And all of us are like, whatever you want, my king, is what we're going to have. And it was just such a crazy, it was just a beautiful experience. Like, he didn't want to be there. We didn't need him there. Like, we all were in, he like walked over with like a vibe that was like, I'm really sorry I have to do this. Like, and there were three of us who had to make three of them. And then I was asking him, like, what happens if we want seconds? Like, do you have to kind of come over again? Or,
yeah.
He said no. He only does it once. He'll just refill.
Yeah.
So that's all.
That's perfect.
That's my crush of the week, is that guy.
My crush of the week, no one will know this, but it's Joseph from this season of Big Brother. He was voted out. Yes. Okay, cool. What do you think about Taylor and Monty? I know. What do we do about it? Oh my God. Are you a live feed? Okay, so I do feel like the live feeders hate Monty, but from the show, he seems cool. But the live feeders, and I want to respect your truth, no more, and they say he's bad. But I really like Taylor and Joseph, and I want them to kind of be influencers when they come out of the house. Do you think Taylor's going to win? Yes. We need it.
So if you don't know about this show, you can come to my side. I don't know about this show. Do y'all want to talk about selling the OC? Wait, should we tell them our news?
Yes, we can. We can tell them, I think.
I mean, it might not happen.
But literally, who cares?
Guess who reached out saying she loved the pod and we invited her on and she might come on.
One. Let's do a 1, 2, 3 countdown.
What?
1, 2, 3, and then we say it.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Alec Hall.
Hall.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
But we're like, have we been nice?
Were we rude about her or
were
nice?
We were rude.
Cool. Then nothing but respect for
we
my
have
queen.
To be real. Legally, we have to be real.
I don't like that app anymore. It actually makes me feel bad about myself.
Oh, be real? Why is it?
Because all my friends are sort of hanging out. And I'm like, I'm actually being real, aka on the toilet or in the bath. My friends are being real and that they're like at parties and traveling together. I'm
like, you're being real, crying, doing yoga while your boyfriend jerks off.
He didn't come because of the crying. To each their own, right?
If he doesn't come because you're crying, I say grow up.
Yeah. I said it's called nuance and it's called like...
It's called being a real woman.
And a real man.
And a real man.
And a real hetero couple. It's called being hetero in 2022. I cry, he jerks. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Chef's kiss. You know what we did after? Later that day, we did Spider-Man kiss.
I hate Spider-Man kiss.
It felt good. I was like...
How? Like
for those
how?
That for the others, I was
lying
licking.
On a bed. Lying on a bed.
Lying on the yoga mat.
Wait. You're lying on the yoga mat. He just comes over you?
Yeah. It can be like that.
See, I don't like, if you're going to do
That's my lifestyle. If you don't approve of it, I don't care. See,
it's just sad to me when someone does Spider-Man kiss and it's so, like, pathetic. No, I mean, someone should be hanging from somewhere.
We weren't trying to be cool. It was just the angle at which we found ourselves. Whatever. Grow up. I look like I'm like gonna wake up tomorrow and be like, I don't remember the show.
I know.
And you're like,
so
weird, your tits were out during it. They're not that out.
No, they look.
It's subtle.
I think it looks amazing.
He's like, they're out. But I think it's kind of subtle. Should I never wear this again?
No.
I feel safe because y'all are family, so I knew I could wear this with y'all.
No,
but
people are liking it earnestly. That girl right there earnestly likes it, I can tell.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Come. Okay, I'm a 6, so keep that in mind. You're going to have to tell your family that you're with a 6.
Okay.
Am I a 6? No. Yeah. No. Some angles.
Kombucha girl.
Some angles.
Kombucha
I'm literally...
Kombucha girl. Wait, did I tell you who listens to our podcast?
Who?
The meme person?
Who?
Oh, my God. A huge celebrity listened to our podcast and came to my show.
Who?
In
what
San
meme
Francisco.
Girl? What meme girl?
The meme girl. The girl who... The famous meme where there's all gays, like leather gays making out and stuff. And then there's a girl in the middle like...
I haven't seen her.
That meme, that girl is a huge fan of the pod.
I haven't seen that
came
meme.
Came to my show.
Can someone pull up that
Amretta.
Meme? Thank you.
Amretta. Her name is Amretta, I think. Or
Amretta?
Her
name's
is
on red?
Amretta. Amruta. What? You know her? Wait, I know her from San Francisco. Tell her.
Someone show me
she
the meme.
She was so cool. I thought she was the coolest person I ever met in my life. Her friend said I would never remember her name, but I think her friend's name was Priya.
Oh, okay, let me see, let me see. This is awesome. This is science. I'm sorry.
It's a really famous thing, Catherine. Catherine, it's a really, it's more famous than Alex Hall.
Never seen this in my life.
That girl listens to her
podcast. Obsessed with you searching girl in crowd of gay people. You know what should have come up? Me? Thank you. You're doing the Lord's work. Never. Okay. You know what, girls? I want to meet the girl, the milk. I want to meet the meme, the girls. I can't speak. I want to, what? I'm telling you something.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I want to meet the girls from the milk meme.
What's that?
I want to meet the girls from the milk meme. Kind of a warm up. A warm up.
The milk meme.
Milk. Where one of them's drinking milk and there's a ponytail. That's hot.
Well, we have different memes.
We're never going to see eye to eye. My friends and I have different memes. That's okay. Do you feel hot today?
Yeah, I guess.
You look amazing.
Thank you, yeah.
I want one of those tops.
I know this was our gift last year, but there is only XL left, so it's XL.
I like XL.
It's kind of like Gen Z people are wearing large
things. Oh, Gen Z, you have to wear literally the biggest clothes or the smallest clothes.
If you look at
generation... We were taught, here's the main thing we were taught, sundress and combat boots. But the second thing we were taught is that if you're going to wear a tiny top, you wear a big bottom. And Gen Z said, no.
People love saying that.
No.
People love to say that.
Stacey London loves to say that.
Oh my God, someone said that to me recently.
Was it Stacey London?
I don't remember.
Of What Not to Wear fame? What?
I don't know.
Yeah, my friend went to the Emmys.
It might have been.
And not everyone up here was invited, and that's okay. And if I have to be a cult, indie hero, my cross to bear. But Gen Z is really comfortable wearing either nothing or way too much,
yeah,
which is cool. So I'm actually sort of taking a page, a page. I'm so tired.
I know, but we're basically done.
We've basically done amazing.
Yeah,
it's been such a raw show.
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Do you think this is raw?
It's crazy for it to be raw. And I think we need to be, and I actually think we need to be commended. We actually need to be commended for being raw, knowing that we can't be edited.
I know.
To be raw.
Rawr.
To be raw without a safety net. Wow.
It's like that. I'm crying, sobbing. It's like the episode where Carrie does trapeze.
Oh yes. Oh my God. That episode embarrasses me.
I'm so worried that there's somebody who's never listened to our podcast and they came and they're having a moment right now where they're realizing that was the show. And everyone else is saying that was actually the show.
And they're turning to their friend. Look, you could read their lips maybe. They're turning to their friend and they're saying, if you read their lips, they're saying, you brought me here.
I do feel hot today because I think we're all... because the boob tape, it's sort of pressing in a weird, it's kind of pressing in a weird way this side, but we're working through it as a team and as a community. What's the other question we ask?
Are you mad at me?
Not even for a second.
Me neither.
I really needed to see you.
I
know. There's so much I had to tell you.
Yeah.
There's so much going on.
Yeah.
You guys will hear about it soon, probably. Or not.
Or
I'll get over it and forget that anything wrong ever happened.
Well, I guess,
bye.
Bye.
No,
thank you
so much for coming.
Seriously.
Thank you to the Bell House.
Thank you guys, seriously.
Give it up for Taylor.
Seriously, thank
and
you guys.
Lina and Ryan. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And we'll hopefully be back soon. Love you.